storm from Melbourne town will blow the others off the ground. We are the storm and we're number one.
Yes, we are the Storm. We're not quite number one at the moment, but hopefully we will be again in the future. Frank Panisci joins us, the Melbourne Storm footy manager. G'day, Frank.
Good morning, KB. How are you?
Going great. Now, we've moved out of Melbourne at the moment. We're up in Sydney.
Yes, we had a game here on Monday night against Sydney Roosters, and we've got another game up here in Sydney on Saturday. So with a short turnaround this time of year, we thought we've done it before in the past, just stay up in Sydney and prepare for the game up here. So, we've got a bit of work to do after Monday night. As you said, we went into the game as first, and we finished the game as fourth on the ladder. So it's how tight the competition is, KB.
Well, you're playing the Panthers, of course. They're eighth placed at the moment. But that 24-2 loss last Monday against the Roosters, I saw some of the comments coming from Craig Bellamy. A lot of people would say that's just about the worst performance they've ever seen by the Storm.
Yeah, I couldn't argue with that, KB. Certainly by far the worst performance this year.
Was it because of State of Origin and the star players being a bit fatigued?
I must say, our three State of Origin players were our three best players, KB, and that's probably what makes it disappointing, because if they'd been down and poor, you could use that as a valid excuse, saying they were tired from the Origin. But Cameron Smith, Will Chambers and Cooper Cronk were by far our three best players. So the other 14 players were, they were disappointed with their performance. And take nothing away from the Roosters. They were red hot on Monday night, and that's why they are the competition favourites. But we were very disappointing and by far our worst performance of the season.
So what happens when you put in a performance like that, Frank? How does Craig Bellamy, take to the players and training? Is he one of those coaches who decides, well, I'm going to absolutely drive the players and, walking around on the water at 5 a.m. in the morning and training till, it's dark? Does he thrash the players on the training track when that happens?
Oh, not when you've got a 5-day turnaround, unfortunately. From a physical point of view, there's not much you can do. But I see one thing about Craig Bellamy, there's no grey. He told them exactly what he thought after the game of their performance. And we had our review on the Tuesday night. We were going to have it yesterday, but he got it out of the way on Tuesday night. So basically they closed the chapter on that. They all knew exactly where they stood. And yesterday we started our preparations for Penrith. So it was all well and truly dealt with within 24 hours of the game.
So are we looking at many changes for this game coming up? I noticed today the bad news, Marika Korobiti has fractured his thumb and looks like he's not going to play for maybe 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, probably six is what our medical staff telling us, which was a major blow. He's been one, if not our best player all season, and certainly our leading try scorer. So to lose such an attacking potent as Marika is a big loss. So he'll be not sure who will replace him. We've got probably one of three choices, two local boys in young Tonomapia and Richie Kenner, or Matt Duffy, who's come back from injury, scored four tries for our feeder club on the weekend, Brisbane East. So it'll be one of those three to come in. But Billy Slater's back this week, KB. He was obviously missed on Monday night. He came up yesterday to join the squad, and so he'll add to the squad. And so that will probably only be the major change at this stage. We'll have probably a few things up our sleeves coming into the game on Saturday, but at the moment there'll be a few changes, but not drastic changes. I mean, we've had a very good season so far, and we're not going to panic after one game.
Matt Duffy would be a good story, Frank. He's had he must have had three or four knee recos.
He's had two on one knee, and he's had two shoulder reconstructions in about a 4-year period. And during that time, he's played less than a handful of games. So it would be a fantastic story to see him run back on the NRL field. So
how long before he played, did you say? How long since he played a senior game?
Oh, he missed basically two full seasons.
Okay.
He hasn't played an NRL senior game since early 2013. So I think it would be around round five, round six. So that's a long time. That's a long time. And last year he played no games whatsoever. He missed the entire season last year. So he's basically had two full seasons out of the game. And he's just come back this year and he's been playing in their feeder club and getting his confidence back and speed and power and everything else that goes about it. So it would be a wonderful story when he does come back into the NRL. If it's this week or in the next few weeks, it'll be a great story.
So Jordan McLean's also out. He's got a hamstring problem.
He's not far from this week. Might be a bit short for him, but if he doesn't play this week, he'll definitely be back the following week for our home game against Parramatta KB. So he's going to be a welcome addition too. We missed his size and power. Once that's the thing the Roosters are renowned for is their aggressive pack, and we were probably a little bit light in that area, so he would have been handy. But like I said, he'll be back definitely in the next 2 weeks.
I was just noticing the big news, of course, in your game is Daly Cherry Evans has decided not to take up that new contract. And on the back of that, I've been reading that maybe the rules are going to be changed. Frustrated with this round 13, where you can actually get to round 13 before making a decision, which causes a lot of heartburn and angst for supporters and the game itself. So there's going to be some changes made to that rule?
Well, I heard a good comment last night by someone talking about this whole Daly Cherry Evans fiasco, is that there's going to be good coming out of it. They're going to get rid of this rule because of it. So it has to go. It's been a ridiculous rule. I haven't met anyone in the game who understands why it's in or likes it. So... nothing against Daly Cherry Evans. I always like to see players stay at their club anyway, so that's a good thing. But just it's been a bad look for the game, KB. So as I agree with the person I heard last night, it's the good thing to come out about the Daly Cherry Evans that this will be the end of the rule and we can no longer have this in the future, which has not been good for the game.
Well, it's been months and months of speculation, and my understanding now is that there's a 10-day cooling-off period for any contract they sign under the new rule, and that's proposed by the NRL. And Todd Greenberg, who's the head of football, said the current rule was introduced to allow clubs until round 13 to retain those players. If signed by a rival, clubs has to be scrapped. So that sounds like if someone wants to make a move, then within 10 days, the club will know and so will the fans.
Yeah, still not too really sure about the 10-day queue. I mean, for a bit old-fashioned, I suppose, KB, once you make up your mind, you've got to give it all your thought, and take your time making a decision. Once you make a decision, then that's it, in my opinion. But anyway...
So you reckon 10 days is too long?
I wouldn't have any. I think once you make your decision, you sign, that's it. But I'm old school, I suppose, but certainly 10-day cooling period, KB, is a lot better than having this round 13 deal. But anyway, it's some type of win. If that's the way the game's going, it's certainly better than what we have. It's probably, in my opinion, not ideal, but much, much better than the current system.
Frank, always great to catch up. Good luck this week, and let's hope the Storm can get back to their very, very best form.
No doubt. I think Craig Bellamy's words are stinging in the players' ears, KB, so I think you're going to see a vastly improved performance.
Okay, so up against the Panthers this week. Good on you, Frank. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, KB.
Melbourne Storm footy manager. We'll take a break when we come back. Time to get something off your chest. It's always your opportunity to fire up what's on your mind in sport. You can choose any topic that you like. 9429 1116. I've got a bunch of great prizes to give away, including beautiful Bataki hams and, of course, games of golf and also those footy cards as well. 9429 1116, 0433 98 1116.